And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets, and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.
Hello and welcome to Front and Nationwide. This is The Athletic's dedicated Blue Jackets podcast. Aaron Portzine, I'm with you on a Thursday. Folks, the NHL season is upon us. The Blue Jackets open their 21st season tonight. Blue Jackets versus Arizona, Nationwide Arena, 7 p.m. What a night it'll be. Lots of new faces in the lineup. Boy, did this team, this organization have a wild offseason. There's a lot of moving parts and a lot of new pieces to figure into the lineup. We're going to get to some headlines first, and then we've got an interview with Sean Corrali, who the Blue Jackets signed as a free agent this summer. Of course, the local product, a Dublin, Ohio kid, leaves the Boston Bruins after several seasons with the Bees in Beantown. He is absolutely over the moon, excited to be a Blue Jacket. We get into that and more. His role in this team, how he thinks he can continue to expand his role, what he's thought of camp, players who may have surprised him, why he scores big goals. It's a pretty good interview. I think you'll enjoy that. Let's get first to some headlines. The Blue Jackets today saw Mikko Lehtinen, the defenseman, clear unconditional waivers, and now his contract is terminated. He's no longer a member of the Blue Jackets. He is free to pursue his wish to go back home to Europe and play. I'm not sure if he plays in Finland. That's where he's from, of course. But he clearly has a deal in Europe where he thinks he can play and would rather do that than play in the minor leagues. I think this is a bit of a surprise. I think the Blue Jackets were hoping he'd stick with it a little bit longer. You look at this Blue Jackets defense, I don't think it's crazy to think that, you know, just with the normal course of injuries, but with the question marks that they're trying to get answers to this season, Mikko Lehtinen could have played quite a few games in Columbus. Instead, he wishes to return to Europe. Blue Jackets granted him his wish. We may see him again in the NHL sometime, because there's a lot of people who think he's an NHL defenseman. Never quite grabbed it here. Other headlines for the Blue Jackets. Rookie Yegor Chinnikov, who, of course, had the great performance up at Traverse City, their first-round draft pick 2 years ago, appears to be opening the season tonight as a healthy scratch. And that has only become the case because Max Domi is ready a lot sooner than anybody anticipated from his offseason shoulder surgery. Domi's looked pretty darn good here the last week or so, and he's earned a spot on this team. His arrival pushes Chinnikov down and ultimately out of the lineup. They don't want to play Chinnikov in a fourth-line role. So he's going to be in the press box tonight. There's a chance he plays Saturday, perhaps if someone underperforms on Thursday tonight. But if not, and they can't fit him in the lineup, Brad Larsen and Jarmo Kekalainen as well have basically said he's going to go to Cleveland to play. He's not going to sit in Columbus and watch too long, but they don't think one game or a couple games is going to hurt him. Other little tidbits to get to. They looked at several different players on that top line between Laine and Voracek. It'll be Alexander Texier in that spot to start the season. That's where he ended camp. So Laine on the left, Texier in the middle, Voracek on the right. They've got Roslovic playing on the second line between Gustav Nyquist and Oliver Bjorkstrand. And the third line, and this is an interesting one, it's a big storyline for tonight as well, 18-year-old Cole Sillinger playing on what I you could say is the third line. It may end up with second line usage here tonight, playing in the middle of Boone Jenner and Max Domi. The fourth line then is Eric Robinson, Corrali, and Gregorio Hoffman. So let's look at the defensive pairs real quick, because those have been on the move this training camp as well. Werenski skating with Jake Bean, top pair. Gavrikov with Adam Boakvist. And the third pair has Kukin and Peak. So it looks to be that Bemstrom and Chinnikov will be the extra forwards. It looks that Harrington will be the extra defenseman. The starting goalie tonight is Elvis Merzlikins. No word from Brad Larsen as to who starts Saturday. He did hint that he doesn't want either goalie sitting too long. So you could surmise from that that perhaps Korpisalo gets in there Saturday against the Seattle Kraken. We'll turn now to the Sean Corrali interview. Again, this is a heck of a signing by the Blue Jackets. He is a fourth-line player, but this is a significant player. You're going to see him on the ice a lot over the next few years. Fourth-line role for sure. Maybe he can play higher in the lineup at times. He's going to kill a ton of penalties. He's going to take huge face-offs for this team. And interesting, just a couple days ago, here's another news tidbit for you that I'm sure you've seen by now. Boone Jenner is the captain of the Blue Jackets, the seventh captain in franchise history. They picked as their alternates Bjorkstrand, Nyquist, and Werenski. I think some people were surprised that Voracek or Corrali didn't get an A as well. And it's pretty obvious those are two guys that they realized they didn't need to give an A to for them to be leaders. Sean Corrali is for sure going to be a leader of this team, Voracek as well. But Sean Corrali is coming home, and he could not be happier. Here's the interview we had with Sean Corrali. Enjoy this. And again, look forward to watching him play over the next several years. Sean Corrali, ladies and gentlemen. Joined now by Sean Corrali, Blue Jackets, big free agent signing of the offseason, a Columbus kid, of course. This is a big night for everybody. Opening night's always special. This is a big night for Sean Corrali. What's the guest list look like for Sean Corrali tomorrow night?
I knew that question was coming.
Is it significant?
It's about 10 tickets.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's nothing nice. Nothing crazy. A couple family and friends. Agents coming in. It's definitely all my family will be here. And,
yeah.
It's exciting. It's not crazy. There will be a lot more people here that I'm not getting tickets for.
Yeah.
A lot of that's cool. Neighbors.
And, yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah. So you didn't have to go around the room and bump too many tickets from people.
You know what? I am not used to that. I haven't even asked anybody yet.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how it's going to work. I guess in the worst case, you can buy a couple.
Yeah, right. It'll be all right. Yeah, you take care of them.
I don't know. Opening night, guys need their tickets.
So. You might need like an assistant playing at home.
Maybe. Me and Jack had talked about possibly just buying a few extra tickets for the year and just
Oh, that's actually a really good idea.
I mean, just so we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, I think as this thing goes on, you kind of figure out who's usually not using their tickets.
Yeah.
To be able to do
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Well, this is a special night for you. I know you've been proud to be from this city. You've always kept an eye on the Blue Jackets. Just your anticipation tomorrow night, putting the sweater on and playing a game that counts in front of these people.
Massive. Yeah. I couldn't be more excited. What I'm most excited about, Porzi, is to play well and play hard for the city. So I think that's my new focus and my new teammates and this organization is, it's been great. It's been amazing welcome. And I love this, being a hometown kid. I couldn't be more proud of it. And now I think for everybody involved, I think I'm transitioning this to and I'm really excited about it. It's less by hockey.
Yeah.
Let's focus on my job. I've got a job to do. And I've got a team to help win some games. And that's what my 100% focus is transitioning into. It's going to be a fun Thursday night of good hockey is my focus.
Yeah. Have you talked to guys that have played in their hometowns before? I know Jack, of course, had a taste of it last year. Just what it's like, how to manage it. Cause I think it's something we only think of the positives. There's probably some issues there you need to be really careful with as well.
So I played with a few in Boston. I had good friends of Chris Wagner's a Boston kid, Charlie Coyle's a Boston kid, Matt Grislick's a Boston kid. So they had a few of them, and they were all close friends of mine. I think I saw them use it all to their advantage. I think they used the you know, their group of hometown friends sometimes is a nice escape from NHL life, and they use their, you know, people they knew around the city to kind of help embed their teammates in the city a little bit more. So yeah. I think I learned a lot from them. And obviously Jack had a great year last year, and he's kind of, you know, even helped me with some of that this year.
Now, you live in Dublin still?
I live in Dublin, yes.
Okay. So you haven't had a game day yet. That'll be tomorrow the first time. Do you have a game day routine? Have you picked out a spot here that's going to be part of your rhythm of the season?
You know, I don't have a quite a routine. You know, I'm not drilled to something, but you know, the first thing I did was I have three different ways I can get here from Dublin, and right. I chose the last preseason game. I chose how I would always get there when we were young, when I was young growing up. I kind of live in a little bit different area, so there's three basic same ways. So I went the way I would always go when we come to Blue Jackets games.
Okay.
And you know, last preseason game went
it scored.
Went yeah. And, you know, I thought it was my best one. So maybe I'll head that way in again. But other than that, no, I eat lunch here. I don't like go to a place.
Here at the rink.
Yeah, at the rink. Or I eat lunch at the rink before we leave. I don't go like, you know, sometimes the night before a game, actually, my buddy's got a sushi spot that I went before last preseason game. I was texting him. I was like, did I come there before last game? He's like, you did. So shoot, do I have to go back? But I don't think I'm going to do that. We'll see. We'll see. But I don't have anything set in stone.
So is that route 30? You're taking 33 all the way in?
No, I actually...
Picturesque.
I love 33. I come in on 33. I drop my dog off on daycare on practice days coming in there. But I come down 315, 270, okay. 315.
Yeah.
At least for the game for now. It's going to change. Yeah. It's going to go.
What's the other option?
You can go 670? South on 270.
South is 670?
Yes.
And then 670 in. It's Grandview. Yeah. Okay.
So you can go, go straight down, you go left, you go right.
Yeah. So you just fire up the app, and the app can tell you what's
it
best.
Does.
Yes.
It does.
Waves or whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah. The app, I use Apple Maps, which I guess it might be.
Yep. I do too.
Yeah.
I'm old though. I have that excuse.
Yeah. I am too in this locker.
Yeah. You are. Yeah. All of a sudden. You, an incredible team to play for the Boston Bruins. I mean, legendary in so many ways. And so I know that when you were there, you were fully committed to that group. Of course you were. But how long have you dreamed? Because you grew up watching these guys. How long have you dreamed of being a Blue Jackets player? Was that when you were a little kid and then it was put on hold for a while? Was it always sort of somewhere in the back of your mind?
You know, I think as competitors and athletes, I think we're really good at compartmentalizing things in our lives and leaving things in certain places and focusing on what's in front of us when we're there. And that's kind of what I did, I think, while I was – I mean, I grew up, like you said, there was probably a pause in there. I grew up dreaming of being – not even thinking it would be possible, to be honest, to be on the Blue Jackets. I was rummaging around the locker room with Connor Murphy, whose dad was an assistant coach, you know, sneaking in the wife's room and eating food.
Yeah.
Doing all that kind of stuff. I don't know. I dreamed about it for sure. I just don't know if it's possible. And then you play in the NHL – and, you know, I think, you know, I've just been taking it day by day. It's, you know, started off as survival and just trying to keep my spot in the lineup, and then kind of grew into a little bit more and more. And, you know, things just happen in life. And, you know, this thing is, you know, I was lucky and excited about this. You do never know if it's going to work out. But I tell you what, you know this, that I had this place circled, and this is where I wanted to be. You know, just never know if it's going to work out. But yeah,
sure.
It was on hold, maybe in my head, you know, for a while. And then you start believing it might be possible, and then you start to get excited.
Yeah. And this was such a big summer for this team. Like, there's so many question marks at the end of last season where this was going to go. You're part of that big summer. What do you make of all the changes that have come around here? I know you're not in a position to contrast it to what was here last year because you're new to it, but it feels like there's a whole different air in that dressing room, a bunch of new faces, a bunch of new roles. What's the spirit like? There's a lot of new right now, including the dressing room itself, literally.
Yeah, brand new dressing room, beautiful, new upgrades. But to me, it just feels like a blank piece of paper in there. It feels like there's no smudges, you know, that no one's got like anything there. At least I'm new and naive to it, but like you said, but kind of feels like a fresh start for a lot of guys.
Yeah.
And it feels really fresh and exciting. I mean, you're doing, a lot of us are doing something we've never done. We're doing something for the first time. And there's a lot of guys, staff, players that are in new positions doing new things.
Yep.
And with that just comes a certain level of excitement. And it's not gotten to a point where, oh, I've done this for the last 10 years. There's no one in there that. I mean, there's a couple, maybe a few of the Bruins and that have been around forever and proven, you know, they're doing a good job what they're doing.
Sure.
But even Boone, now he's in a new role. He's
out there. So captain. Fresh for him. Right.
So I think you've got a lot of guys that are excited about new possibilities. And that's what I feel in the room. You've got a lot of young blood that's fun to be around.
Yeah.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You've carved out a role right now where you're with Robinson and Hoffman. You're a really good skater. Are you a really good skater on that line? And I ask you that because those guys can fly.
Robinson.
Both of those guys. Yeah, yes.
Robinson and Hoffman. I mean, I've really good skaters, and I think Hoffman's got a heck of a shot, and Robbie's made some great plays. It's been fun to play with him, and
yeah,
both really, really good teammates and really good guys. I've had fun and enjoyed it. I think that's a big thing about, you know, a line is trying to get the three of us on the same page. So, like you said, They can skate, so I've got to be ready to go.
They can wheel.
Yeah, which is good and fun and pushes the pace, and I love it. I love to play fast, and they play fast and think fast, and so I think the three of us are going to try and get on the same page, and you know we're gonna have a job to do. We're gonna play start from our D zone a lot, and we're gonna have to win draws and flip ice, and if we flip ice, get ozone draw, and the other next line jumps out and scores a goal, that's a pat on the back for us. We're gonna be proud of that, and we realize there's some jobs that we can do for this team to help us win that that will maybe not show up always on the score sheet, but we'll be proud of it.
Yeah, and you've always been one thing that's always stood out about you, fourth line guy mostly in Boston. You scored some huge goals there, some really big goals. Tell me what comes over you in big games and big moments. Is it, do you block out that it's a big moment? How do you put your arms around that and succeed where other guys tend to freeze up?
You know, I've been asked this question a lot. And, you could say, what the hell are you doing the rest of the games? You know, like what am I doing the rest of the games?
There's that.
Yeah. So I think it's getting to a point where if I'm going to be just blunt with you, I think it comes a time in the game where the only thing that matters is, and there's so much going on that everything else kind of dissipates, and it's like the next goal is it. Like, and something happens where, the game gets so intense or so, important that I get lost in it, I think. And I just forget about all the other, BS that can go on.
Clarity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's something that, hopefully I think I can build into, 82 games of clarity and singular focus and keep my mind easy and not busy. Any clutter is just clutter and gets in the way. So I think for me, a lot of it for me has been, working, not trying to work, just letting it be between my ears. And really, I think when I have a smile on my face, I'm enjoying it. I'm working. That's when I'm working my hardest. That's when I'm competing my hardest. That's when I'm playing the hardest.
Yeah.
Those moments I'm trying to capture and broadened to the rest of the schedule.
Yeah. And you were asked this earlier in camp, and I loved your answer, but I think people feel like they've got a clear idea of who Sean Corrali is as a player. But you're also seeing this as an opportunity to maybe carve out a new identity or do more or maybe redefine yourself. Is that fair?
As a player, every player in that locker room is trying to get better. I think we'd be doing all of ourselves a disservice if we weren't hoping for a little more or trying to help the team a little bit better. And it's just a balance of doing that and also taking care of what you need to take care of and your team expects you to take care of. But absolutely, I'd love to I'd love to grow as a player. I think everybody wants to grow and get better and help their team win as much as they can and make sure you're doing what they expect of you and doing the biggest part for me is just playing my strengths, skate, compete, work hard, win faceoffs, PK. The rest seems to kind of fall in place and life becomes a little bit simpler. But yeah, of course, definitely want to grow as a player.
Is there a guy, because you've played against these guys a lot, including some playoffs, is there a guy in the room that just being around in the last few weeks, or maybe even before that, before camp even started, that you've seen a different side of, or that is maybe a different player than you anticipated, or more impressive player, an eye-opener in any way? Talking to assistant coach Pascal Vincent the other day, he knew Oliver Bjorkstrand was a good player. This was his example. He had no idea until he saw him up front. He was like, wow. A lot of guys here tend to be not under the national microscope as much. Anybody in the room that's jumped off the page to you just in sense of, whoa, I did not realize that guy had that in his toolbox?
That's a really good question.
For a few guys.
There have definitely been a few. I think because we've played against them, I've always had a ton of respect for Boone. And he just plays so hard and he's always there. And, he seems to score big goals. And Z, I've played against too. And just a pain in the butt to try and forecheck or get a hold of. And just strong as heck. And so those guys I've always had a lot of respect for. But I guess the two young kids have been impressive to me. Chinnikov and Sillinger, really. Silly, I've worked on faceoffs with him. He's 18 years old, and he's a strong kid. He really is. I mean, it's not like you can push him off the puck, and he doesn't go easily. So I think I've been impressed with him. Obviously, I didn't know him at all before, but like you said, the Bjorkstrands, I mean, you see these guys every day in practice. The Bjorkstrand line A has been cool to see him practice and how the puck gets off his stick.
Yeah, he's gone.
And, I'd say Jake Voracek, too. It's been fun to watch. He's really cerebral and been a fun player to watch.
You mentioned Sillinger. He's going to make his NHL debut on Thursday. I think you were 24 when you debuted in the NHL.
Yeah,
23 or
24. Yeah, 2016.
Tell people. So this is like a kid just out of high school, essentially. If you want to put it in the college football, this is a college freshman playing in the National Football League. But from your perspective, what if you can imagine for the people what it's like to be an 18-year-old playing in the National Hockey League? How wild that is, and to be ready for it.
Yeah,
it appears to be. Yeah,
it's completely wild and. It's almost like he fools you because he seems more mature than his age is. So it doesn't seem that wild, in the locker room on a day-to-day basis. You come in, just another kid. The only difference is he's 18 years old, I just tried to put myself what the heck I was doing when I was 18 years old and playing in the USHL.
Yeah, right.
Less impressive is, the skills and the talents. I think most impressive is how you can handle it mentally.
Yeah.
And just realize, it's just another game. It's just hockey. We've been in the NHL, a lot of us, for a little bit longer and been around, but it's still a hockey game out there, and it's the same game we've played. And that's what I think is the most impressive about the young kids coming in is how they can really just put that stuff aside and just play hockey.
Yeah, the Chinnikov shot. Did you see in practice today, the one hand?
PK.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's the stuff he's like.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's almost like he wasn't even
trying. Anybody else see that?
That's the kind of stuff that's
yeah
that's pure talent.
Yeah, that's great. What should fans expect out of this year? I keep hearing people say, I think they're going to be better than people expect. And I think that's true, but I don't know what people expect. Like, I think there's low expectations, frankly. What are you hearing? What's realistic? What do you believe in your bones to be true about this team? And how should people look at this season for the Blue Jackets?
Yeah, to me, this team is I think we're a game by game team. We take it game by game. We're young, and there's a ton of potential in our roster and our lineup. I don't see a ton of holes, but I see a team that should be expecting and competing to win on a nightly basis. I don't think there's games that we should go in without, you know, the expectation to win. And where that ends up, you know, it's I don't think it's fair to say. Yeah. You know, every player wants to win the Stanley Cup, and
sure,
and everybody's going to say that at the beginning of the year. And but I think for us as a team, it's going to be, you know, we're going to have some wins, and we're going to feel really good about ourselves, and we're going to have to be ready to play the next night or two nights later, and kind of be mature about a win, and we're going to have to be also mature about losses.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be a lot about balancing, balancing some highs and lows with this team, because sometimes the younger team can feel it a little bit more and realize, you know, not see the big picture. But I wouldn't say it's fair to say try and predict where we're going to end up in the yeah. final standings. I would tell you that we're going to give it our all every single day and hopefully end up in the best spot every team, trying to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think you stick around and you win as many games as you can and you go from there.
The one thing I've learned in doing this low these many years is it's probably wise to admit that you don't know. Mm-hmm. You never know.
You do not.
If anybody knew, there'd be no reason to play the games.
Right.
It would just be a math equation and you would run the computer program and there it would be. When you talk to this team, you had your pick of a few teams in free agency, certainly. How much did they lay out their vision to you, the big picture vision of this franchise? And how much does that factor into sort of your excitement of this year? Because I think they probably did more this summer than many thought they could do. They moved things along pretty quickly. Werenski, huge night, that draft night, getting the Sillinger, Johnson, the first-round defenseman, Kuhlemans, adding two defensemen. It was a wild night for this franchise. How much of the big picture do you feel like you have an understanding of where this franchise is going and what their vision is?
So that more of that stuff has probably happened before, like right after the signing, I think, of truly, you know, understanding these young kids we've picked up, I think was after the signing. But I think where, you know, the option and excitement of me ultimately choosing to come back to Columbus is, I've seen where this organization has gone over the past few years, and I've played against them, and it was never an easy game. And I kind of trusted in what I'd seen here over the past 5 years. And I just kind of believed that this was going to be a team that, you know, maybe they had a down year. I didn't see them last year, barely, even maybe the year before that. But I just believed in kind of the direction that I think they wanted to go. And there was a step back in there possibly. But I think, yeah, a huge part of it, to answer your question, was where I believed this organization could and would be going in the future. Massive part of it. I would never have compromised something like that. I think that's, to a player and a competitor, that's one of the biggest things is you want to win.
Yeah.
And if you didn't think there was going to be a chance to do that, I don't think it would have. I would have. It definitely came into consideration big time.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much it was specifically laid out to me, but I could. It was more of what I'd seen.
Yeah, yeah. This town almost exploded when they beat Tampa. The only playoff series win in franchise history. Have you thought about what it'd be like to be part of a real run here? Like a run? You've been on those in Boston for sure, but what it'd be like in this city?
Oh, man. I mean, just the support this team gets is really special. And that, I think, is the most exciting part. It almost gives me chills to think about of how exciting when this city rallies around the team.
Yeah.
How exciting something like that could be. And like I said earlier about compartmentalizing is put our head down, work, and then, you know, let it unfold as it may. But I think there's some work to be done in the meantime. Yeah. And I tell you what, I'd be the happiest guy to be at something like, be a part of something like that. And that's the goal. But for now, I think it's putting the head down, getting the work in and proving it.
Yeah. You think you're gonna be nervous tomorrow night?
Oh yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Absolutely.
It never goes away?
No, it never goes away. Sometimes when I'm not nervous, I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Am I here?
Yeah. So, I mean, for preseason game, I'm like, nervous. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just something that comes with it. You just feel in your bones like adrenaline, no matter, I mean, before the puck drops is preseason game, I still feel like, oh man, I'm excited. And I think a little amplified by being on a new team, being with new teammates, and a lot of it is like fun, excitement. I'm trying to, you know, you're trying to show your teammates also what you can do and prove to them that you're a valuable piece of a team.
Yeah.
I think to me, that's something important is that, you're proving, you know, that you're going to help this team move in the right direction. And I think every guy on the team is, that's what you want to do is prove to your teammates that you can, be a valuable piece of what we're trying to do.
Yeah. You almost lost on the preseason goal.
Yeah.
You were pretty fired up.
Yeah.
Like you were fighting it.
They asked me in video this morning, did you know someone in the stands? Because I looked over.
Oh, yeah, right. The end boards, yeah.
I looked over. I don't know what I looked at. I think I looked at a Penguins fan. And I was, I usually, for some reason, I score and I look right into the crowd.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Pick somebody out.
Yeah, I pick somebody out. So I took, and I was in, you know, seemed to be all around everything.
Yeah.
Not scoring wise, but like penalties and
for sure.
Goalie. And so I knew I needed to keep it tame. It's a preseason game.
Right.
But I was excited. I was excited. Yeah. So we're going to keep it cool because I'm sure I would have heard it from my teammates later on, but they're those guys during the game. So I'm glad at least I didn't, skates didn't leave the ice.
Yeah, right.
You'll see my skates leave the ice at some point when it happens.
Yeah.
It didn't, thank God.
Well, I hope the skates leave the ice a lot for you this season.
Me too. A lot of cannons, a lot of jumps.
That's, yeah.
I'd be excited to do that.
Yeah. Sean Crawley, thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks, Boris.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to this edition of the Front and Nationwide podcast. I think Crawley was super interesting. You'll see him out there tonight as the Blue Jackets open the season. He mentioned that he could barely contain himself. And that preseason goal, which, you know, it's not cool for veterans to celebrate preseason goals too much. I shudder to think what might happen when he scores in the regular season. It's something to keep an eye on. I am sure he's going to want to get it out of the way sooner rather than later. But this is a character guy that this franchise is going to lean hard on in the next few seasons. People, thanks for listening to this. I really, really appreciate it. And we will be back with you again next week. Enjoy the season. Enjoy the home opener. And we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.